Tea Words, Volume 2, by Chan Master, Sheng Yin. Chan, A Gateway to Wisdom, from Chan Newsletter, Number 103, September, 1994. You may have heard that Buddhism is not truly a religion, but a philosophy. However, religion requires faith, and Buddhism cannot be practiced without faith. So Buddhism is indeed a religion. We should understand, however, that faith in Buddhism is different from the faith that emphasizes belief in a god distinct from oneself. The faith that Buddhism stresses is faith in the teachings of the Buddha. These teachings, called Dharma, or Buddha Dharma, tell us that everyone inherently has the nature of a Buddha, and that everyone can attain Buddhahood. One who truly believes in the teachings of the Buddha and follows the principles and methods of practice can indeed become a Buddha. When we talk about the origin of Chan Buddhism, we need to distinguish the specific ideas that shaped Chan from those of Buddhism in general. But the fact remains that the highest attainment in Buddhism, to become a Buddha, is also found in Chan. Buddhism emphasizes the cultivation of wisdom, which resolves internal struggles and suffering. But how do we cultivate wisdom? We rely on the guidance of Chan methods, which have their foundation in the teachings of the Buddha. Buddhism was first brought to China about 1,000 years after Shakyamuni Buddha attained enlightenment and introduced the Dharma to the world. During Buddhism's early period, meditation, or jhana, was set forth as the primary method of practice. Jhana is a method for clearing the mind of its illusions, which, in turn, leads to understanding the true nature of the self. This realization is Buddhist wisdom. The teaching of jhana as a path to wisdom was important to the transmission of Buddhism to China. In fact, the name Chan comes from the word jhana, pronounced jhana, just as Zen comes from Chan. There are many stories in Chan lore about disciples asking their master such questions as, what did Bodhidharma bring to China? As you may know, Bodhidharma was a Caucasian monk who was considered the first patriarch of the Chan lineage. The answers all the masters gave appear to agree on one essential point. Bodhidharma brought to China the message that everyone had Buddha nature. When a disciple asked his master why Bodhidharma came to China, the master replied, because the Dharma already existed in China. The disciple continued, if that is so, why did Bodhidharma need to come? The master answered, if he did not come, people in China would not know that everyone had Buddha nature. Bodhidharma brought to China nothing but himself to spread the message that everyone should believe in one's own Buddha nature. The sixth patriarch, Huineng, probably contributed the most to the development of Chan. His teachings, recorded in his Platform Sutra, can be summarized in the phrase, no abiding, no thought, no form. This phrase refers to a state of mind in which one perceives one's own Buddha nature. But even though we speak of a Buddha nature, we can point to no concrete form that is Buddha nature. The phrase says that Buddha nature is the essence of emptiness, or shunyata in Sanskrit. This teaching of no abiding, no thought, no form is consistent with the central teaching on emptiness in the Diamond Sutra. So, we see that the ideas of Chan are rooted in the Buddhist scriptures. The Diamond Sutra says that we should not mistake Buddha nature for something concrete or unchangeable, for then Chan would be indistinguishable from a formal religion based on belief in something external, monolithic, and unchanging. A disciple of Master Zhao Zhou asked him, does a dog have Buddha nature? The master answered, wu, which means no, or without. On the surface, this answer seems to contradict the teaching that all beings have Buddha nature. But we need to understand that Buddha nature is not concrete or unchanging, and Zhao Zhou may have wanted to dispel any such notion this monk may have had. This kind of a dialogue, which seems paradoxical, contradictory, and even nonsensical, became a method of practice called Gong'an, koan in Zen. Chan Buddhism encompasses the four key concepts of faith, understanding, practice, and realization. Faith belongs to the realm of religion. Understanding is philosophical. Practice is belief put into action, and realization is enlightenment. Without faith, we cannot understand. Without understanding, we cannot practice. And without practice, we cannot realize enlightenment. Together, these four concepts create the gateway we can enter to realize wisdom. We must then begin Chan practice with faith that all beings have Buddha nature. However, we should not think of it as an entity that can be grasped or attained. If we cling to that kind of idea, we will also cling to the idea that a true self exists within us, and in doing so, obstruct our liberation. We accept the existence of Buddha nature, and then let it go, lest it become an obstacle to practice. Some early Chan masters, like Hui Neng and Nan Rie, did not encourage prolonged meditation. One day, Nan Rie observed a disciple named Ma Zu diligently meditating. He asked Ma Zu, "What are you doing?" Ma Zu replied, "I am meditating." "Why?" Ma Zu responded, "To become a Buddha." Saying nothing, Nan Rie picked up a brick and started polishing it with the sleeve of his robe. Ma Zu asked, "What are you doing?" "I'm making a mirror." Ma Zu said, "You can't make a mirror by polishing a brick." Nan Rie replied, "If I cannot make a mirror from a brick, how can you become a Buddha by sitting?" On hearing this, Ma Zu had realization. Later, he became a great master himself. Does this famous Gong'an mean that we need not meditate in order to become enlightened? I've been teaching meditation for many years, and have come across quite a few practitioners who do not want meditation to take too much of their time or cause too much discomfort. To them, I would say, unless you are Hui Neng or Nan Rie, you need to meditate. We may say that enlightenment does not come from meditation, but meditating is nonetheless a necessary step toward liberation. The best way to calm the mind is through meditation. Once the mind is calm, we can reduce the subjective and habitual patterns of self-based notions that cause so much vexation. When we achieve a tranquil or unified state of awareness, it is possible to see just what the self really is. Chan teaching should work in conjunction with meditation. With the guidance of a good teacher, strong practice, and Chan teachings, enlightenment need not be far away.